HarperCollins presents The Summer We Ran Away by Jenny Oliver. Read by Rosie Jones. Chapter 1. It was the start of the bank holiday weekend, and the air was abuzz with Lexi and Hamish Warrington's summer party. Music was already drifting over the street to announce the lavish annual event. The weather was steaming. Clouds had been holding in the heat like a pressure cooker for days. Everyone with their own theory on when it might break, whispering about who was using their hose even though there was a ban. On Thursday's bin night, all the blue recycling crates up the street were full of Dyson fan boxes and paddling pool packaging. Across the road at number 9 Cedar Lane, Julia Fletcher was busy icing 55 vanilla cupcakes, baked at Lexi Warrington's behest, before the party started. There was white frosting and white sugar stars everywhere to fit with this year's white hot theme. Last year, it had been unicorns. Lexi had dyed her hair like a rainbow and worn a tail, which Julia, who had moved in last autumn, only knew because she'd found the picture on Instagram. The party was all anyone had been talking about for months. Lexi had sent a save the date to the Cedar Lane WhatsApp group in mid-January, when there was still frost on the pavements. "Guys, so sick of this weather! Only thing keeping me sane is summer party! Yay!" L, kiss, kiss, kiss. Everyone marking it in the diary months in advance so the date wouldn't be double booked. Now the party was due to start in half an hour, and Julia was nowhere near ready. There was icing everywhere. The crappy oven had burnt half the cakes and underbaked the other half. There was a wasp buzzing furiously against the window. Inside the house, it was like an oven. The red brick Victorian houses on Lexi's side of the street kept naturally cool, whereas the pebble-dashed post-war terraced houses on Julia's side were built with walls as thin as Bible pages, so they heated up like furnaces in the summer and turned to ice in the winter. Julia's husband, Charlie, strolled casually into the kitchen.
"God, I love a bank holiday," he sighed,
the relief of the extra day off lifting his whole being as if at all other times he wore the job he hated heavy on his shoulders. He'd been for a cycle already that morning and changed out of his sweaty cycling kit into an old pair of turquoise shorts and a green T-shirt.
"Does Lexi know you've gone to this much effort?"
he asked, watching Julia frantically trying to finish the cakes. Julia looked up, pushing her hair out of her eyes with the back of her hand. She was not in the mood for chat. The mid-morning, almost tropical heat was making the frosting curdle. "Try this," she said, handing him one of the cupcakes that had caught in the oven. "Can you tell it's burnt?" Charlie examined the little cake, then popped it into his mouth whole.
"Nice,"
he said, voice muffled with cake, nodding with approval. Julia wasn't so sure and took a bite of one herself. It definitely tasted burnt, but there wasn't time to do anything about it now. If she covered them with enough silver balls and sugared white stars, hopefully no one would notice. Charlie might very well be shaking his head at Julia's clear distress re the cakes, but the thing about Lexi Warrington was that she made you want to impress her. She was Queen Bee of the road, with the perfect house and the perfect children, little blonde twin girls. Everyone loved Lexi. She had a buoyancy. A story to tell for every situation, an emoji reply for every one of the 100 Instagram comments she received, an effortlessly understated outfit for every barbecue or Cedar Lane WhatsApp group drinks. Since moving in, Lexi had taken Julia under her wing, inviting her round for a coffee and to do yoga in the living room, including her in the cocktail nights with the girls. And because of that, Julia didn't mind doing things for her, like making the cakes, or, as was Lexi's current bugbear, helping campaign against the new Sainsbury's plan for development at the end of the street.
"Julia, you're in marketing, aren't you? Could you knock up a good template letter of complaint for the whole street to use? Thanks, sweetie. L, kiss, kiss, kiss."
Julia...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?